Ladies and gentlemen, the media can save us if only they run articles explaining what's gone wrong. Well, that's what I foolishly thought for many years. Finally, I realized that the people controlling the media also control the schools. Evidently, they want the country dumber. I formed another theory. If only the movers and shakers, the upper echelon, the MBA executives who run everything, if only these people would announce it's urgent. We must eliminate the crime and nonsense in K-12 and return instead to reading, writing, arithmetic, geography, history, science, and literature, i.e. the seven essentials. Then there can be a renaissance in the schools. But when you think of the prototype of people in charge, you think of Bill Gates spending $1 billion of his own money to persuade the American people to embrace Common Core, a prototype of non-education, in my opinion. Gates seems to be in coordination with the worthless media and the dishonest educators you want to avoid. Nothing's getting better. There's always more illiteracy, more ignorance, more decline, more dumb. And our self-appointed experts actually have the chutzpah to say that SEL, CRT, DEI, et al. Will make everybody more successful. No, the students will be more ignorant, that's all. Don't you think there must be a better way? Sure, first step is not to accept the silly ideas and low standards that K-12 now embraces. You're in an abusive relationship. Walk away. Even as our schools are devastated by malfeasance, the world outside of K-12 is doing pretty good. Private schools of all kinds, charter schools, homeschooling, they're doing good. Do you know what their secret is? They make sure the children know how to read in first grade. That's a big reason why homeschool kids are usually several grades ahead of public schoolers. Public education endorses too much stupid education. We want wise, ingenious, efficient education. Maybe it's time to send a signal to the progressives, Marxists, and other ideologues. Do a better job or we're out of here. Start considering your options. Share your conclusions with the community. The world is full of beautiful educational resources. I'm thinking of the billion videos on YouTube. I'm thinking of the very active homeschooling groups. National Geographic and the Smithsonian publish lovely magazines that could be an entire curriculum. Every student is entitled to an IEP program. That's an individualized education plan. Make your school teach phonics. That's half the battle right there. Here's a fascinating tidbit. Old Schoolhouse magazine, one of the mainstays, offers a $2.99 package described as, open quote, everything you need to homeschool your entire family for 1 year. Close quote. That's about all I know, but I'm very impressed. Efficiency is possible if the experts bother to look. Now, most people say homeschooling is not for everyone. Equally true is that almost everyone who tries it becomes an advocate. Another truth is that homeschoolers typically do more in 3 hours than most public schools do in 6 hours. That means you can have an intense school scenario in the morning and then spend the afternoon at a museum, factory, movie, or a baseball game. Two or three families can join forces so the project is more manageable for everyone. Meanwhile, lawyers and community leaders should help parents to understand the alternatives. I predict that Democrat politicians will keep supporting the insupportable. But Republicans should become more aggressive at recognizing that the K-12 system is often a horrific burden on the very public they claim to care about. Our problem in K-12 is that official experts want to teach less and less, but we need to teach more and more at every level. If some kids can't handle the academic stuff, let's bring back the vocational training that was once universally available. The education establishment seems most in love with the most destructive theories and methods. For example, they hate phonics, but they love sight words. If a school won't teach phonics, that's a good reason to abandon it. If they insist on some version of reform math, don't go to that school. Not ready to leave the school behind? Fine. But right now the public is like some abused wife that gets kicked around by a drunken husband. The school is not considering your needs. Focus attention on the worst features in your local school. Fight each one separately. Bring back phonics. Bring back direct instruction. Bring back an emphasis on knowledge, contrary to marinating students in psychoanalytic soup. Bring back safe, sane public schools. In closing, bring back all the things that were common for hundreds of years. Maybe you can save this marriage. Thank you.
Overview. Let's Fix Education explores 7 of my favorite themes. First, this podcast is a meditation on what I call the K-12 crime scene. So many destructive ideas. Understanding them is the key to fixing them. 2, by doing that, we will have better schools at less cost. 3, nothing much changes decade to decade. The big questions of the 1930s were the big questions of the 1960s and the 1990s. Any subject we discuss can easily intersect with any other subject. Most people instinctively want traditional education, but the education establishment fills classrooms with progressive gimmicks. The result is that we have a standoff, and that's why you run into the same ideas over and over. 4. The big brains in education keep telling students, don't bother memorizing this or that. You can look it up later. B.B. King, the great guitarist, is much smarter. He said, the beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. 5. Lenin's ghost wanders through our school system. The hard left thinks big. If they have to kill millions of people to build their perfect society, that's okay. Same goes for dumbing down millions of students. Totalitarians want power. They will do anything to get it. 6. If we are going to survive, we have to take each child to his or her limit. As it is, we are creating millions of sub-educated students, from K right through college. 7. Analyzing education, especially dysfunctional education, is a lot more intellectually interesting than most people suppose. You'll enjoy this. Finally, P.S. My book, Saving K-12, runs parallel to everything discussed on this podcast. I also have an education site, improve-education.org, with 70 articles that complement everything discussed here. And I have hundreds of articles on the internet. Enter a topic in Google with my full name, Bruce Dietrich Price, and let Google make suggestions. Thank you for visiting.